Last week we had some technical issues.
Did we?
Yeah, half the podcast I was not on it.
You weren't talking?
I was talking, but it didn't record me or upload me. I was there. Like, you could hear, like, I guess the sound of me from, like, I guess your side. Like, you could hear that you were listening to me. So you were talking, and then you could hear, like, very low, like, muffled sound of me. But you couldn't really hear what I was saying. You just knew someone else was there. But my audio was not there for half the podcast. So right after we got done, right when we were about to start talking about JJK, it was gone. The whole second half was not there. I don't know what happened. I don't know if it had to do with the tab thing, or maybe the upload on my side was just slower, and maybe I closed the tab too fast or something. I don't know. But yeah, so I'm trying to avoid that. I've been troubleshooting for the past hour, making sure. And my monitor wasn't working this morning either. So I just had to get that to work first because the cord was a little messed up. I don't know if the cat hit it or something. But
dogs don't do that.
Dogs don't get on counters.
Nope. Not my dog.
I don't know. My uploads drop sometimes. I think that's just a connection. I think if I just keep the tab open, we should be good. I'm just going to keep an eye on it. But it is Week in Weebs episode 43. It is September 11th, 2023. What do you say? Never forget? Is that what you say?
Never forget.
Like 9/11? Is it never forget?
Oh, it is 9/11.
Yeah.
What?
I don't know. God bless. Praise them. I don't know. Whatever you say.
Praise them.
And remember it.
Praise them.
And remember it.
That's crazy.
Never praise forget. Them. But yeah. Last week had a little issue. This week I'm going to definitely keep an eye on it because I don't want that to happen again. That definitely made me mad. But yeah. Let's start with Jujutsu this week.
JJK. Yes, sir, man.
Two bangers in a row. How'd you feel?
I thought it was great. I thought it was good. We kind of both expected him to lose. We talked about that.
I was definitely saying, did I say he would die? I felt like he would die.
Yeah, I think we both said he's going to die, yeah. Mainly, but we were saying that because of what we've heard about Shibuya. But let's say if I went into it not knowing that there's going to be a bunch of people dying and all hell is going to break loose, I probably wouldn't have thought he would have died. I probably would have thought he would have just lost. But given the situation, even looking back on it, like if I didn't know about what's going to happen, I mean, I still don't know what's going to happen. I just know everything is just complete chaos and people die. I still probably would say he was going to die in that situation because originally I was thinking, all right, he'll probably beat Mahito or, you know, decapacitate him in some form or fashion so he doesn't have to fight him anymore. And then when he's like, all right, let me fight Ghetto was just going to one-shot him, like, instantly. Like, no diff. Like, just completely destroy him. But that's not what ended up happening. Mahito basically tricked him into thinking that he was able to kill him or immobilize him. And then he popped back up and killed him, basically. But it was off screen, which leads to our prediction, or my prediction, that he probably turned himself into a curse. I don't think this is going to happen, but if it was to happen, I could see that being like a pretty cool way for him to still live on as a character, but make himself a curse and put his cursed self into that last mech that was on the bench next to the girl with the blue hair. So like, kind of like a, Sukuna type thing. Like, Sukuna is obviously dead, but he made himself into a curse so he could continue living on. You know what I'm saying? And then once somebody was able to consume one of his fingers and not die or maintain consciousness, he was able to bring himself back to life, I guess, technically, and live in that person's body. But he can't take over Yuji's body as of right now, fully. So maybe but I was also saying I don't know how strong of a sorcerer or how good you have to be, because obviously Sukuna is the god of curses, you know, like he's top tier, you know, special grade plus. So, and I don't think Mekamaru is on that level. I know they were saying he has some special grade capabilities. I think Ghetto was saying like he's close to special grade, but he's not special grade.
He was saying it was temporary. I think it's because he just had 17 years of curse
17
energy.
years saved up. So yeah, so I don't know. That's like a super reach, which I doubt is gonna happen, but that would be pretty cool.
It's a good theory, and because, what was I gonna say? Like he
Why didn't they
had,
show him die on screen?
yeah, like that's one thing, and also I think Sukuna being an example would be a good thing to look at because, yes, he's special grade, but he also did it on such a big scale. Like, he has 20
10
fingers.
fingers. Oh, it's 20?
Yes, yeah, I'm pretty sure it's 20
Okay.
because he has four arms, right? Yeah, he
Yeah.
has 20 fingers, and they're dispersed and they're really powerful. I'm sure that he could do something on a much smaller scale.
Smaller scale. Yeah. He has dispersed mechs and just, yeah.
Right. How do you feel about the fight itself, like the choreography and
I thought
animation?
the fight was really good. I thought it was awesome. It was kind of all over the place when it was like flashing. He was changing into different animals. Like he went from a bird to a monkey to a mouse to a
Oh, that was
rat.
cool.
That was pretty cool. It was like the frame rate on it was kind of like weird, but it still looked really good. The colors were awesome. The whole fight was pretty good. The beginning portions were kind of meh, like when Mekamaru was just swinging his hands around and slamming stuff. And I was like,
Yeah.
you're not gonna touch this guy, really. But then once he shot him, and then he kicked him, and then he dove or like went to jump on him when he was on the tree,
That was
and then
hard.
that's when he flew away.
The
Yeah, like
dynamic
all that was sweet.
entry.
Yeah, so all that was sweet. The beginning, the start of the fight was kind of like, eh, you know, it was just leading up into it. Like he was just swinging around, and then you know he was able to use a simple domain to hurt his curse or hurt his soul, and then he tricked him into thinking like, I'm gonna keep trying to hit you even though I'm not doing anything, and then once I catch you slipping, I'm gonna use a simple domain to hurt your soul a little bit. And then at first I was like, okay, he might win against Mahito, but Ghetto was kind of just watching. It was like he could tell what was happening the whole time, low key. I don't know. I think he was slightly surprised by the simple domain. He was like, oh, a simple domain, like
Ghetto was
he
saying
used it.
like he was saying like, oh, he might be able to do it.
Yeah.
Like he's showing promise that he could beat him. And he didn't really seem like he was gonna step in. I don't think he would have stepped
Yeah.
in.
I don't think he would have stepped in anyway. This was like a learning moment for Mahito too. He wanted him to get better as well. And then
So
he used his domain, which was a little more perfected from last season.
yeah, that's true.
And
Yeah, that's what.
then
Yeah, Mahito's definitely gotten better at fighting since then.
yeah, it's only been a few months though, right?
Yeah, probably.
So yeah, he put him in his domain, and then he was like, Mekamaru was basically like, I got this technique that allows you to not be affected by a domain. It was passed down. He was like, it's a curse for the weak or something like that, for people who are not strong enough to fight against domain expansions. They can protect themselves with a simple domain, and they won't take any damage being inside someone's domain, which is pretty overpowered. Like, I feel like that almost negates the whole point of a domain expansion. If I can use like a super smaller scale curse to negate your whole domain when I'm inside, that's kind of crazy.
It is, but I could
I feel like, why wouldn't
like he
everybody
got
just
it
keep that
from
on him?
that girl.
Oh,
Right?
he got it from her. He didn't make it.
Yeah, like he got it from the girl, you know what I'm talking about, the blue hair girl that likes him.
Yeah.
Like her, she used that in season one, and that's where he got it from. Like he sealed her technique at some point, I guess. But like I think it's cool, at least like you have a defense. If like not
Oh,
everyone knows this, like these are only two people that have used it. And he
yeah.
said it's
He
only
was saying
passed
it's a
down.
secret. It's only passed
Yeah.
down to Derry. Yeah.
So I think it's cool. I think it's like a bit in season one they show it better at like how small the domain is. Like it's a very small circle.
Yeah.
Around them. So you gotta be super close. But I guess if you're in someone else's domain, they're always touching you anyway. Yeah. So no matter how small.
The only way you can win is if you overtake their domain or someone outside breaks it.
So I guess the simple domain was a little bit better. I don't know. It's simple but complex at the same time.
Yeah.
Just a little bit better than them. So he does that. And I thought I was actually getting hype for a second. I was like, hey, he might have beat him.
I thought he got it done when he was like transforming his body, trying to escape. But I was like, at this point, it's like it's already inside of you. Pause. But you know what I'm saying? Like he's trying to run and transform, and but it's like it's already in your system. So like, wouldn't it? I don't know. It was kind of, he was saying he instantly turned off his domain when it happened, so it looked like he died.
And but he I feel like exploded himself.
Yeah. And I feel like even if he did explode himself, it's already in your, you know what I'm saying? Like it's inside of you. Like the simple domain or whatever is causing his soul to be destroyed. I feel like it should just, no matter what form you take, it should just be constantly destroying it. Like he even said he created a new arm, but he was like, that's not his real arm. He just expanded his form to make it look like his soul wasn't injured.
Right.
So that's why I'm like, so why does this, how is this any, you know what I'm saying? Or maybe he just has such a huge soul that it's like, whatever.
Say, maybe he just didn't, it wasn't he underestimated enough to destroy how much. Him.
Yeah. He should have used all five on him.
Yeah.
He should have just said, fuck it. Full send it. All five of them.
But he was trying to conserve himself to fight
Ghetto.
Yeah,
so he could fight Ghetto. And so, yeah.
Yeah, so then, right. So, yeah, he gets stabbed and then. He's like, he's looking at Ghetto. He's like, yeah, like now I'm about to get you. And then, boom, he just comes through the front. And then in the anime, I feel like it made, they did a lot of embellishment. It did look like they got hurt. And then the anime did a lot of embellishment with different parts of the fight. Like in the anime, they're way farther away from each other. And like, there's a bunch of hands.
Hit to each other. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's like dramatic. But in this, he's like right in front of them, like already. And he just goes for him. And there's no, like, Mechamaru. There was a Mechamaru there, too, in the anime. Like, a robot that he sent to fight out of him.
They said they got that from Gurren Lagann. Like, that whole sequence of animation.
What's Gurren Lagann?
It's another anime.
Oh, okay. Have you seen that before? I've never seen that.
Nah, but if you type in Gurren Lagann or Lagann, and then JJK, it'll put the two side by side.
Well, let me see. I'll probably do that later, though.
I'll actually send it to you right here.
Yeah. So yeah, that happens, and then his friend with the blue hair is like
confesses her love.
Basically, I don't know if it was really love per se. She don't really know him like that,
bro. She was like, you know, I'm with everybody else, and we're always together, but I want to get closer to you. Like, come
she
on,
did,
bro.
She did say
she detailed, emphasized she wants to get closer to him.
And know him personally. But
personally, yeah.
They just never met in person. And from what we know, they never will, but I guess we'll see. And then at the end, Ghetto's the dirt. Like... we don't know if he's dead, though. But
yeah, we don't know. We don't know if he's dead.
Ghetto's like, that was pretty close. And then he was like, what do you mean? Like, that was all part of my plan. Basically, like
I don't know if he's like truly saying that. Like I feel like he thought about this stuff on the fly, but I don't know if he was like, yeah, that was a part of my plan. I don't think he planned to get clapped and then have to last second, you know what I'm saying?
Like he didn't know that about simple domains.
Yeah,
but then upon like the fight, his instincts I guess kicked in and he was able to finish it. Then Ghetto finished the curtain or whatever. The only thing about this that I guess I needed some clarification on is, like, what happened? Because Yuji and the rest of them were looking for him. And, like, what happened to searching for them? Or searching for Mechamaru?
They probably just couldn't find him. I mean, it's only been 10 days. It was a week later.
I just want to know, like, did they stop fight? Did they stop looking? Did they give up?
They probably found his fucking mech and was like, damn.
Well, but they don't say anything about it, though. I don't know.
Yeah.
They just cut to Shibuya. Probably mention,
yeah, they just cut to it. But I mean, it's kind of hard to just have a huge-ass mech in the middle of a...
That's what I'm saying.
Yeah, like, somebody saw it and was like, well, look at this. And then they're like, oh, it's cursed energy, you know.
Sorcerers, I mean, I assume they left it there. I don't know what they could have done with that.
That's what I'm saying. But, you know, then they send, like, the sorcerers out when there's, like, weird stuff in the area. And so they probably went and investigated. And I was like, well, yep, he was the mole, and they killed him. And, yeah.
Sure. We'll
but he knew everything. Like, Mechamaru knew everything. He knew the whole plan, everything. Like, what they were trying to do, all of that. Right. And if he was alive, they could have prepared and been ready.
Nope. So then Shibuya happens. The whole scene with all the people in the crowd, they didn't really do that in the manga. But everyone's out there messing around because it's Halloween night and everyone's got Halloween costumes on. And then curtain goes down. People are like, I can't leave. Because there's just an invisible thing, because none of them are sorcerers. And I guess they sent out...
But some of them can see it, though. Like, the girl...
They can see the curtain?
Yeah, the girl, she... Remember in the anime, she looked up, she was like, you don't see that? He was like, nah, I don't know what you're talking about. Because, you know, even if you're not a sorcerer, like, you know, what we were saying, if you have a little bit of cursed energy, you can see things sometimes. Like, even if you're not a... as long as you have a little bit... Like, obviously, some people have a bigger... more potential than others, but everybody has a kind of a potential to see a curse theoretically. Right. So she saw it and she was like, do you see that? And he was like, I don't know what you're talking about. And then that's when all of them got sucked into the subway, and then they all were just screaming out, Ringus, Gojo, Sitaru.
That would be so scary. Like, what would you do
if I was in that situation?
Yeah,
I mean, for the most part, aside from the people that got sucked up into the subway, everybody was pretty safe. Like, they were just in there held hostage, but they weren't in danger relative to what we know was going to possibly happen. Because they're probably all going to die in that bubble, because it's going to be all-out war, and they're just going to be, you know, casualties. And then even Panda was like, they don't want everybody to go in because they're trying to reduce casualties. And he was like, casualties for who? Just the sorcerers? And he was like, pretty much, yeah. He didn't say yes or no, but he was like, don't look at me like that. Because he wasn't the guy who gave the order, the person he was talking to. But essentially, they're just trying to limit casualties for sorcerers. They don't really care about the people inside if they die or not. Which is a very interesting dynamic. And
well, I'm sure they care, but because that's kind of like their job.
They don't care, bro. They don't care, bro.
You don't think they care? I think they're trying to avoid
something. Obviously, they want some people to not die, but the way they said it was like, because, I don't know, maybe they have a good idea that if they just want Gojo, I don't know. Cause
they
like,
just
why
sent
would
Gojo
you,
in.
Yeah, they sent, that's what I'm saying. They're only sending Gojo and then the top guy, the old dude with the guitar, and then somebody else. They're like, we're only sending in three people.
They sent him in. I thought they only sent in Gojo.
That's what is. They only sent in Gojo on the anime, but he was saying they're sending in three people. Gojo, the other guy, and the other,
really?
And then one other guy. That's what Gojo when... Who was talking? It was when Panda was talking to the other guy, if you can find that panel.
Because I don't remember the other the other people. I just remember the Gojo. I don't know.
I mean, I could go back. Maybe he didn't. Go up a little bit more. I want to say up a little bit more. Unlike last year, Christmas even already. Blah, blah, blah. Up. And it says, we're all just supposed to hang out around the perimeter of the curtain and take care of whatever gets past Jojo. Besides, we can't communicate inside the curtain. And Mei Mei, us, Nanami, the Zenin, Geezer. Wait, what? Go up again. In order to suppress what's happening, the higher ups are instructing the worker. Okay. So yeah, it is only him. The way they said it, it was like only him, and then he was like, and okay. So that's what made me, because you see how the next panel is like, and these people, yeah. So that was giving me the idea that they were sending in three people, but
this guy's understanding.
What's going to happen is that Gojo is about to just fight everybody by himself.
Which would be hard. I would see that. Well, yeah, we get this guy introduced, the second year teacher, and then we get the older Zenin guy introduced as well. And that's about it for this chapter. Just Gojo walks in and end of the episode. And Yuji's probably around somewhere. They just didn't show him, I assume. Maybe he's paired with Todo. That'll be funny.
Yeah. They didn't show him?
Nah, they didn't show Yuji.
They showed Megumi and the other girl, though, but not him. Yeah, okay.
So maybe he has Todo and someone else with him. That's it. You got any predictions? Do you think Gojo's just going to fight a bunch of people next episode?
Yeah, I think so. I think he's going to be walking around trying to figure out what's going on. And then he'll start fighting some people. Because the whole goal is to get rid of Gojo so that all hell can break loose.
Okay. Well, I guess we'll see. In 3 days. Did I have anything else to say about JJK? I think it was all about Kenshin and Bleach. Oh, yeah, Bleach. Before we start Bleach, I've been seeing some things. Apparently, the staff of Bleach is getting a lot of hate mail or something.
About what, the animation?
I guess. Just about the show in general. They're getting a lot of threats and hate or something. I just was looking at it a little bit on Twitter yesterday.
Apparently. About, in regards to what, though? Like,
I think about the show, just how it's going. I don't know if it's animation or story or what. I mean, I didn't really see what it was about.
To the manga, except for the one part we didn't get to see when.
I don't know. You know how fans be, bro.
When Grimmy was, you know, they didn't really do that part well, but like they didn't show how serious the situation was. Aside from those two fighting each other, like they didn't show it was complete chaos and people were like panicking about potentially all of them dying because Grimmy is acting a damn fool. Like that's, they didn't animate that part and they didn't let us know he was locked up for a reason either. But aside from that, hasn't it been pretty one-to-one, would you say? You've been reading and going back in. So
besides just like little information like that sometimes.
So yeah, I don't know what people are getting mad about. I mean, the show for me has gone, because when the first part, I was like, all right, yeah, I see the hype. But now I'm starting to feel like, I don't know. This shit's not really. I don't know, man. Maybe I'm looking at it in the wrong light. Like, I'm expecting it to be super serious in moments, and it's not serious at all. Like, it's been multiple moments, multiple villains or enemies who pop up, and I'm like, all right, this is going to be a crazy fight, or tension is really here, like it's a serious moment, and then it's, the tone is just not matched to what my expectations are. Like with the wrestling dude, like the animation and fight was cool, but he's just so silly that it didn't make it feel like a serious thing, you know what I'm saying? Like he killed two captains, but like the way, the manner of his character and how jokey he was, I didn't feel like it was that serious. And then with the most recent guy, the Roncar that got revived, like he's super flamboyant and zesty. And so it's like, I don't know. It takes away. Though. Yeah, he's funny. But like, you get what I'm saying, though? It's taken away from the seriousness and the tone of how I'm. So I don't know. It's a war. You know what I'm saying? Like, this could be the end of Soul Reapers, essentially. But it's just like, super funny, jokey, you know what I mean?
There is a lot more comedy than I thought they would be.
Yeah, So, but other than that, I mean, it's not bad though. But it's just been real kind of corny. Like some of the stuff that's been happening. Like, what is that? Like, go back.
This wasn't in the anime.
I know it wasn't, but just like, what is this? What is this?
Now this is fan service.
This is really fan service. But you see what I'm saying, like, bro. So that's why I'm like, maybe I'm looking at the show in the wrong tone. Because if this stuff like this, you know, is super funny or whatever, you know, like fan service and just whatever, I gotta lower my expectations. Because I was expecting, like, because when the Quincy's first showed up, it was no jokes. Like, they came, they fought, they fucking killed, like, so many people, took their Bankai away, and they killed the head dude. It was no jokes, no laugh, you know what I'm saying? And Now the actual war is happening, and now it's super unserious all of a sudden.
Yeah, I feel like ever since the luchadors showed up, it's been the enemies have been less serious. The Fim Ritters weren't really serious. The Grimmie Kenpachi fight wasn't really that serious either. Underwhelming. Even though it was a serious moment.
Yeah, very underwhelming. So
Ishigo showing up, he's just throwing them around.
It's like people can't be mad at the staff. This is just the writer. Like, this is how it is in the manga. So be mad at him. This shit is mid. I said what I said, bro. It's mid. Like, it's still pretty decent, but I feel like he's dropping the ball in some areas, to me at least. But then again, I'm not like an OG Bleach fan, so I can't, you know, my opinion isn't super warranted or valid because I don't know what the tone of the show was like back then. Because it could be just like this. Like, you know, you have serious moments, but then there's also like a lot of comedic relief and, you know, I don't know. So
it depends on the arc and the characters involved. Like, I don't know. I feel like Soul Society arc, there was a lot of unserious moments, but when it came down to the fight was serious, you know? Like, there's a lot of unserious moments with other characters, but when Ishigo fights Kenpachi or Ishigo fights Byakuya, it's serious. Like, there wasn't really any comedy involved. Or, in Hukomundo, when Rukia fought the guy that turned into her old captain, or Ishigo fought Yokora, or Nail fight, like, they were all serious. Like, 100% serious.
Mm-hmm.
And then with some of these fights, I mean, I guess they're not serious just because, I mean, no, but they are threats, though. I was going to say, maybe they aren't the biggest of threats, but they are. At least not to Ishigo, but to everyone else. But I guess no captains have died. Like, died for real. So maybe it's just the tone.
What's his name is dead? He's a zombie.
Oh, yeah.
Well, they don't have to be dead. She was saying, you guys don't have to die for me to turn you into a zombie. I just got to put my blood on you and you become a zombie. So.
And that was so funny to me.
We can talk about it.
He's never beaten the fraud allegations, I'll tell you.
We can talk about it. I mean, he was pretty much like done, though. He was on the ground, just laid out after he used that hollow form and fought. What's his name? He lost, though, anyway, right?
No, he won.
Or no, he won.
That was a weird. I still don't get that. Because, like, he beat them, and then Yawich released...
They got the power-up.
They
got the power-up.
And then they didn't fight again. But then he just shows up, like, tied up to that pole, like, about to sacrifice the Yawich. So I don't really get... Because I know exactly who you're talking about. I forgot his name. It's like... Fang or Fawn or something. I can't remember his name. But he had like the, what's it called? Like the Wolverine blade type thing. I don't know what happened to him, how he ended up like that. But yeah. This episode, really, I guess the next couple are just going to be about Giselle. I don't know how to say her name. Did you feel bad for Bambi at all?
Not really. She seems like she still has her mind, but. I don't know. I don't know what her prize and reward is. That was very sus.
Yeah, I don't know either. But I don't feel bad because I feel like she's just like a zombie. Like, I feel like she died already.
I mean, she was like, I'm sorry. I want my reward.
I feel like she's just a puppet. Because didn't she say the Quincy's, like, they have to die to turn him into a zombie?
Yeah, they have to die fully and then to turn him into a zombie. But she was able to talk and speak and do stuff. It's probably not her. It's her, but it's not her. Like, not fully her. She's, like, under a spell or something. I mean, I don't care. She killed that one dude in cold blood just because she was like, I just feel like killing him. So, I mean, I don't really have any attachments to any of the Quincy's, honestly. They're all pretty, like you said, none of them are catching my eye or my attention in terms of, like, cool factor. Grimmy was one, but I feel like they did him so, and it was like this in the manga, too. I feel like he was underutilized to a high degree.
Yeah, especially in the anime. And I guess in the manga, too, they just showed less information in the anime. With the Fim Ritters, I guess Giselle is going to end up being the main one out of them. She's, or I guess he's all right. I don't know what they are at this point. Because remember the...
Yeah, he's like, you're a dude.
Yeah.
You're also lying about being a woman. And then she felt some type of way about that.
Yeah, they were mad.
I don't know where she is, man. That was interesting. I sent you the panel when he was like, don't you mean erect or something like that? You're hard? I'm like, all right, bro. Like, what is going on?
I saw something on Twitter where it was saying, like, she's so wet or something.
Yeah, remember I sent you the thing. It was like, and he was like, don't you mean hard because you're not a woman. You're a man.
No, I don't remember that.
I sent you the picture. I sent you, like, is this real? It was a manga panel.
Okay, it got my juices flowing. You mean, oh, things got hard for you?
Yeah.
Sick freak. Nah, that's funny. That's funny. Tite
Kubo. Like, I don't know, bruh. This shit, like, stuff like that is just, like, it makes me not want to keep reading. It's, like, it's cringe. That's what it is. It really is cringy. Like, I'm like, why? Why are we doing this right now? You know what I mean? Like,
I thought it was funny. The only part I was cringing at is just when she was, like, abusing Bambi's zombie. Geeky? I need geeky? I don't know what that means. Yeah, but then she's just abusing the zombie. And the dude behind her was like, yeah. You know, he's a sicko. He's like, yeah, I like that. That's basically what he did, because he'd be abusing her all the time. He'd be abusing his robot daughter.
I do like his character, though. He said, I toned down my brightness so you can see my greatness. Or he's like, I toned down my greatness so you can see
me. So even someone like you can see me. It's lovely. He's funny.
Yeah.
So, yeah. And then he captured Lord, her move.
Pulled up in a rainbow, all gold suit.
Bust down. Yeah,
and then he created a freaking, the bombs that can absorb the Reishi and like, stop it. And he can put a timer on how long it'll negate its effects.
Right.
Which is pretty cool. So, it's like, they pretty much lost, because I don't know. It's like, you know what I mean? Like, I feel like they got two things that can clearly outnumber and stop the Quincy's. This dude can make bombs or objects that can absorb their power and literally stop it from even existing for a time period. And the Hollows are literally the, like, kryptonite to them. Like you said, they could just call all the Hollows and say, hey, pull up, bring your mask, and fuck these dudes up, because they can't do anything to you. Like, well, you know,
the Quincy's can beat Hollows.
Bruh, but they're like, remember they were saying,
they did,
like,
beat Hollows. Remember?
Yeah, yeah. But remember they were saying, like, this is the when they gave him the Hollow pills and the Hollowfied, what's his name?
Yeah.
So it's like, why don't you just call him up and be like, hey, pull up, Grimmjow and them?
Yeah, I don't know where Grimmjow is. They could also create something like Hollow pills and, like, put them on the Quincy's, like, absorb through the skin or something.
Yeah, just spray them with Hollow pill fluid.
Hollow juices.
Just make it rain. Just make it rain Hollow juices. Oh,
but these characters were funny. They were in the Hugo Mundo arc.
And they gave, like, the backstory on all of them, who killed them and who fought them. And they were like, I want to see this person. I want to kill him again. And he created his zombies, basically.
Yeah.
They both battled the zombies, so. I don't know, man. It was all right. The episode was okay. And then when it was finally starting to get, like, actually into the battle, it ended, so.
True. But, you know, I think the next couple episodes might be, well, it might be maybe just next episode is zombies, March of the Zombies, but I guess we'll see. And then he was saying, like, you guys are soft. Like, y'all squad 11. It's kill or be killed in the court guard. Which is true.
You pretty much put your life on the line to protect the Cerate. And if you die, you die. It's whatever. As long as you're doing your duty to protect. This is pretty sweet how he just grabbed her by the face and threw her.
Yeah.
Which is like putting in kind of in perspective, like, was what's her name? Are they how weak? Like, this power scaling is starting to get like
when they showed up, that also was a question because
I'm like, they just trashed her so quick and was like nothing. But the who was fighting her again? It was
the dog dude who sacrificed his
life.
Yeah,
the dog. Yeah, and he was struggling, bro. Before Shinjo? He, yeah. So I don't know.
I mean, sacrificing his life.
So did they get stronger when he revived them? Did he make them stronger?
They definitely have to be stronger because they were going one-on-one with like squad 11s, like the bald guy and the pretty dude, like these two. Like they both fought a couple of them.
Yeah, and killed
respectfully.
Them, yeah. One of them killed, yeah. Because he was like, oh, it's you again. He's like, I'll kill you again. You'll remember me.
So. And that was also like two arcs ago. So they have to be stronger to an extent. And then here comes this man.
And they gave him a Quincy outfit too. Like, what the heck? Like, who fabricated these clothes in this time period?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking too. I was like, where'd he get the Quincy clothes? But I mean,
what can I say, man? He looked clean.
Is drippy
he looked
for
clean.
A zombie,
he
sure.
He got that shit on though.
I keep saying. What I say in the first part? I was like,
I mean,
he doesn't get no dubs.
If he trashes whoever he's about to fight, then I don't know. You know, it's kind of like.
Well, he's a zombie.
Yeah,
though.
He got zombie-fied, but. We'll see. We'll see his power.
He's trash. He's trash, man. How you get turned into a zombie? You were captain of the court guard.
He was out cold. They probably just threw some blood on him.
Yeah, but still. Damn shame. And then
she did say she was just going around making zombies. So she probably just saw him on the ground and was like, oh.
And who left them?
The old girl. They were supposed to be together. I think she got trashed too, though.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, why was he just on the ground? And then there was one part where the dog guy showed up again.
Yeah, he showed up and they were going to go follow Yawitch or try to get there. I don't know how he's going to get there.
They're not
then they had
the
cannon to send Ichigo back up, which I'm not going to lie. If this was old dude's plan to like have Ichigo come down and break the fabric so that way Yawitch could come up and then Ichigo just follows him back up again, I don't know. I feel like this is very.
First, we're going to send Ichigo down and then Yawitch is going
to
come up. And then
Ichigo's
Urahara is just going
to
happen to figure out how to send them back.
Yeah,
up.
How to send them. That's what I'm saying. Like, if this was really the plan, then why didn't he have precaution to be like, all right, you're going to go down and you're going to come back up too, like real quick? So I don't know.
Why do they want him to go up in the first place? Why didn't
I feel
they
like
make
Quincy's
precaution?
And Soul Reapers have a bigger connection than we think. Like, there's a balance. And I feel like. Because, you know, like, Soul Reapers are like, we really don't need Quincy's because we keep the balance naturally, but Quincy's are trying to break the balance. But I feel like there's a bigger connection between the two that neither really know about except for those people. Like, they both need to be present in some form or fashion, maybe. And he's like, if he comes up here, maybe it'll make the Soul King stronger or something. I don't know.
Possibly. Or what if he's conspiring against the Soul King?
Oh, to replace him or have a new person be the Soul King?
Or just
destroy
him.
We don't even know
if
the Soul King is a person.
Yeah. I thought that. I just imagine him as just like a ball of energy or something.
Because it looks like they're trying to make Ichigo the vessel for the Soul King. So.
Wait, that's what you think they're doing?
I think that's what they're doing, yeah. I think that's why he went through all that training, to see if he was strong enough to become the Soul King. I think that's what they're trying to do.
Yes, we'll see. If he does that, he really not coming back on. So let's do Kenshin. I thought this episode was really good.
Yeah,
So Megumi or Megumin, can't remember which one.
Yeah, it's Megumi. Megumi.
Starts off with her cooking, blah, 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 little comedy act.
Is this the OG manga?
Yeah.
Dang, that's crazy. It looks just like the,
Like what?
The anime. The
anime?
Yeah. I know it's based on this, but you know it's been like three different, Did you say it's two or three different renditions?
I think there's
just two
different ones, or some movies or something. There's also a live action. There's a bunch of different stuff. Oh yeah, what was I gonna say? You know, we'll talk about the episode, then I'll bring it up. Let me see. So they're just chilling, having a good time, and then he comes out and he's like, "I don't want to eat your stuff, opium woman. You make drugs. I don't want to eat your stuff." And then I was like, you know what? He's kind of being a dick, but I understand.
He's acting like you.
Yeah, he is acting like me.
You were literally just saying.
he's acting like me.
You're like, she's not innocent. She has a play. She plays a part.
Right.
She's part of this.
Like, she's definitely not innocent. And you know what? Near the end of the episode, I feel like she also shows that she knows she's not innocent. But he's basically like, yeah, I don't want to eat anything from you. Like, you killed my friend, basically.
Even though she didn't kill his friend. This is a good discussion. So, like, obviously both people play a part. Like, the drug dealer and the drug user, right?
Right.
Who do you feel is more at blame for, let's say, an overdose, if an overdose happens?
I would say the dealer. Well, I guess it depends. It depends. Okay, so it's not that black and white, because let's say someone is like a consistent drug user, like they use heroin a ton, and right. they didn't necessarily use more than they usually use, but this one had fentanyl in it, and they died.
No. So I'm saying, like, it's not laced. Like, it's the drug. It's the actual drug. Like, it's not like they're giving them something that's new or different that's going to cause them to death. Like, it's the same thing I've been giving you, or the same thing I've been dealing to you. I didn't add anything extra or nothing like that. It's just the same. You just
did too much.
You just did too much, yeah. And you die.
If you just did too much, then I'd say it's the user's fault.
But she did increase the potency. So maybe he got the same amount, but since it's the new spider variation, that's what caused him to overdose and die.
And he didn't know.
Yeah. But you can also, like, you can also, you can overdose without overdosing, if that makes sense. Can you?
Like, I guess
the overdose is when you take too much and you die, right? But I'm pretty sure people have been on the line of, like, oh, okay, you're doing a lot of drugs right now, but you're not, you didn't die. But, like, you get what I'm saying? Like, the probability, the level of you with life and death is, like, on a thin line. So if you keep reaching that threshold, right, eventually your body's going to be like, this is too much. You know what I'm saying? Even though you've been doing the same amount repeatedly. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So, like, is it really an overdose, or is it just, like, your body can't take it anymore? Like, obviously, it's still classified as an overdose, because, like, that's the definition, is, like, you took too much drugs and you died. But you get what I'm saying?
I think I get what you're saying. I think it depends on the drug. Like, are you saying, like, I know people can take heroin for, like, years.
Right.
And not necessarily not die.
Die, right. And then one day, it's like, all right, same amount, but your body is just like, dude, like, I can't do it no more. And then they just die. You get what I'm saying?
Yeah, I'm sure that can happen.
So, would that still, I mean, technically, it's an overdose, but would you consider that a true overdose? Like, you didn't do anything, you haven't been.
I would say that more is like your body just giving up.
Right. What I'm saying. Like, if that's the situation, who's in the fault for that? I mean, you shouldn't be doing drugs anyway. Let's be real. So I feel like the drug user, obviously the drug dealer is like the enabler. Like, they're giving you the drugs, but at the end of the day, you came for me for this thing. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm not forcing you to take this. Like,
I don't know. Both are at fault. And, like, I don't know. It's hard to say which one, I guess, is more at fault, per se. Like, you are selling something that you know that someone is addicted to and could kill them.
Right.
And is bad for them and can destabilize their life and destabilize communities and so forth. And you, as a person who are doing the drugs, you know that you can be addicted to this and this can mess up your life and mess up your community. And you're also helping someone mess up your own life and your community, possibly, because you're giving them money to continue to do the thing they're doing.
Right.
So I have a hard time saying who is more at fault. I think both people are at fault. Like, the person who's doing the drugs, I don't think they're a bad person. I think I would right. be more, I would sooner call the person dealing them to be a bad person.
Mm-hmm.
Because they're actually like, I see the person who's doing the drugs as more of a victim than the person that's selling the drugs. If that makes sense.
Okay. I see. For me, it's like, I can't call you a victim because you're doing it. You know what I'm saying? Like, you have free will. You know what I'm saying? Like, now, I don't consider you a bad person. Like you're saying, I wouldn't consider that person a bad person. But I can't say you're a victim.
I would say maybe you're a victim of addiction.
Yeah, but, like, you created that addiction.
Yeah. But I guess it's also a debate of, is it...
I think both are bad.
Addicted, like, to drugs, or is it that the drug is very addictive?
Addictive, like a physiological level. Like, yeah, it literally, your body becomes dependent on it. Yeah, that is. Yeah. That can happen. That happens, you know, with drugs. Drugs make you a physical dependence, and then you can't because your body needs it. Now, that's why I'm like, okay, yeah, the drug dealer is bad because you're dealing a substance that's, you know, is definitely addictive, but. A lot of people, I mean, in this day and age, it's a little bit different because there's more, you know, information out there about drugs and how addictive they can be. So, like, now it's different. Back then, I would definitely say you're a victim. Like, they're just like, hey, try this new drug. You know, like,
right.
Hey, is this thing, you know, like, just try it out. They didn't know it was literally giving them a physical, you know, addiction in their body.
You see, like,
needs
in,
it.
Like, Snowfall, like, when crack, when they first, like,
yeah, first,
made
yeah,
crack
yeah.
and gave it out, like, no one knew
Nobody
how
knew
bad
it was
going to be
that. Yeah, yeah. But now, like, I'm saying, like, now in today's age, if you get hooked on drugs, bro, like, and you're, like, our age or something like that.
Yeah, it's kind of a
choice.
You
know what I'm saying? Yeah.
Like, if you choose
like, even,
to do
like,
heroin.
With cigarettes. Like, when I see people smoking cigarettes at our age, I'm like, all right, bro, like.
You're
like,
nuts.
What are we doing? Like, what are we doing?
But vaping and Juuls and stuff, that's a new cigarette.
That's, yeah, but still, like. That's, I'm saying, like, even those, but they have the same research and evidence on those, like, how those aren't, you know, safe and aren't good for you.
Yeah.
And,
but when they, so like, but think about this, when they first came out,
people thought it was a safe alternative.
Like, when, I remember when they first started popping up, like, around, I was like, I don't know, like 15, maybe 14, 15, 16.
E-cigarettes.
And my
That's
friends.
That's what they are, e-cigarettes.
Yeah. But, like, my friends had, like, but they made them, like, cool and, like, fun, and they had, like, colors and different. Flavors and stuff, and like my friends were just casually using them, and I used it like two or three times, just like hanging out, just like, oh, it's nothing, it's just like water vapor or whatever it is. And like now tons of people from that age are like dependent on it, like they're still using them.
Yeah,
so
I don't know, man.
Every
for
generation has
like...
their thing.
Yeah, but I guess
the but thing if you with, like, use vape... heroin or coke in this day and age, like, you know what you're signing up for.
Yeah, yeah. I still think Juuls and stuff, I still feel like if you were using a Juul, like, come on, bro, what are we doing?
That's how I feel, too, but they really be, like, dependent on them.
I know, I'm saying they have a addiction to it, like, now, but I'm still saying, like, I can't say you're a victim of addiction. Like, why are you using a Juul? You know what I'm saying? Like, what?
Yeah.
Like, what?
Like, I don't know.
Why
it's
are
not
you
something
vaping?
I can understand. Like, if, like... And these stores keep popping up, too. Like, there's a bunch of them. They keep King Vapor, Vapor World, Smoke World. Like, they keep popping up giant flashy signs on all day. And people be buying that stuff. It's a big market. I don't get it, just because I've never had, like, an addiction like that. Like, I can't. Yeah. I could never be addicted to, like, drinking or smoking or anything like that.
Same.
Like, part of me, I just don't enjoy it that much, and I couldn't see myself being dependent on it. I feel like a lot of people that get addicted to things have other stuff going on in their lives.
Yeah, and they use it as a coping mechanism.
Right.
To escape.
So, like, reality. I'll drink because I'm having a bad time or a bad year, and then it just becomes a habit whenever I'm feeling bad.
The moderate, man.
What did moderate say?
You cannot escape this reality. Or something like that. He said something like that. You know his whole speech? His whole speech?
Yeah. You cannot escape this reality.
So, yeah, man. I don't know, man. You know, I don't think there's anything wrong with, like, using drugs safely. Like, you know what I'm saying? If you're not affecting other people. But I can't call you a victim, though. You know what I'm saying? Like, if something bad happens because you're using a drug, I can't. Especially in this day and age. Back then, yeah, for sure. You didn't know any better. But now that the research is there and the stuff is there for you to know, and you still do it, it's kind of like, what? You know what I'm saying?
I understand that.
Yeah.
Like, people that still smoke, like, when I see people smoking cigarettes, I think that's crazy. Like, you
if
know.
If you're older and you smoke cigarettes, it's like, whatever. You got that, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's like a physical and a, you know what I'm saying? Like, you're addicted. You have a nicotine addiction, right? So you have to fight that. And obviously, addiction is hard to, like, beat. But, like, if you're our age or younger and you're smoking cigarettes, bro. Like, did you see freaking Obama's daughter smoking cigarettes? I'm like, what is going on?
I've seen that
on?
Before. Yeah.
I'm like, what? Why are you? And this is the funniest tweet ever. They're like, her mom ended up taking all the unhealthy foods out the freaking cafeteria, and she over here smoking cigarettes. That's crazy. That's crazy. It's crazy.
People ain't perfect. And you know, Obama, he smoked cigarettes for a long time.
But he's an old dude. Like, older people, it's like,
yeah, you would think they would be like,
back then they used to say cigarettes
were
healthy.
Terrible.
Yeah, they used to say cigarettes were healthy for you. Like, they used to promote them. Like, yeah, smoke a cigarette, stay away from the doctor. That's insane.
That's crazy.
That's insane. But if you look at old advertisements and stuff, they used to say cigarettes were healthy for you.
Yeah, man. That's nuts. But yeah,
we got totally off topic. I mean,
it's
not
fine.
Really. We're talking about opium.
Yeah, we're talking about drugs.
Yeah.
So yeah.
Social commentary.
Old dude with the mask. He pulls up with a regular face. Another
unnatural that was crazy.
Thing to
that
happen.
Was crazy. He was like, oh, how you doing? And then she looked up and he had the mask on.
Bro, use the genjutsu order. That was crazy. Changed his face, pulls up. He's like, yo, come around this corner. We need to talk right now. Camrio's right here.
Yeah. He's like, if you don't come, I'm going to poison the whole dojo. Water.
Kill the whole dojo. Oh, he said he'll poison the water?
Yeah, he was like, I'll put this in the well. It was like some poison. He was like, I'll poison the well, and then he told him right here, like, hey, we'll kill, like, you know, if you don't come, we'll just destroy the dojo or whatever.
And then what he said, this he said, you made the opium that led many to their deaths. That is fact. Even if you could reunite with that with your family, what would they say to once they learn what you've done? So, you know, she feels that guilt. Which, I mean, it wasn't really... I mean, obviously, he's trying to manipulate her. He's a very manipulative person. But it's kind of true.
It's the truth.
It's the truth. He's not really lying. It's like, we don't really know how they would react.
I think this dude's going to become good, though.
The leader?
Behind the tree, yeah.
Like, good in what way?
Like, he kind of feels... He has, like, reservations about what's happening and what's going on.
Yeah, he said he doesn't really care for the opium business. He just wants to fight people.
Yeah. And I feel like he still has like a moral compass. He's like, this isn't right. You know what I'm saying? Like, he's not going to be
true.
Like, ah. But he's just like, I don't really, you know what I'm saying? It's not my vibe. He's like him, but like, he's in a worse situation.
Like,
he just wants to fight people too. Yeah.
Yeah, he did just want to fight people. But this is more personal.
Yeah, yeah. Right
at
now,
least
it's
in
personal.
This event.
Yeah, yeah.
Because at first he's like, why should I even fight for her? But then they're like, you know, Kenshin was like, this isn't really like you. And he's like, my friend died from the opium she made. And like, you're being soft, Kenshin. Like, you're being soft on her. Which I felt the same way last episode. So this guy doesn't body me. But, you know, you can realize what a person has done and not hang her out to dry, per se. But I also feel like, did she really show that much remorse? I guess she kind of did last episode.
She was sad about it. She didn't want to let people know what she was doing because right. She was guilty. But she opened up to them because she felt like they were getting closer. And she was like, you're doing all this for me, so I might as well tell you, you know, like, what the situation is.
Right.
And then that dude just came up and was like, shut up, opium girl. Killed my friend. And was like, damn.
I don't know if she really apologized.
She didn't really apologize, but she was probably like, damn, I thought we was.
You thought we were cool.
Yeah.
He's like, just like, because damn. You got these people fooled doesn't mean I don't know who you are. And I mean, he's the only one personally affected by it. So
yeah,
I understand.
Yeah. Nobody else is, yeah. Why he but he was even that saying that dude wasn't really good for anything, but he wasn't like a bad guy though. Which obviously nobody should die to like drugs. But he was saying like he's not really an upstanding gent, but he's not an asshole. He just sold candy and liked to gamble.
Yeah.
Like who did he hurt?
Dude regularly lived his life.
Yeah,
he wasn't a bad
regular,
person.
Yeah.
And it was his friend.
But hey man, you mess with them drugs, man. You
So he ends up joining, so is the little kid. And little kid's like, don't fall behind. You know, obviously he's going to be the one who's in the way. But he's like, don't fall behind. They just storm right through the front gate. Not what I expected. But they pull up, beat everybody. And then he's talking to her some. And as soon as they started talking, I knew he was going to punch on her at some point.
Oh, yeah, but she was about to kill him until old dude showed up.
Oh, that's true. She did have the dagger.
She had the dagger. He was like, oh, what are you doing?
Yeah.
And then the dude made it vanish right before she was about to stab him, and then he just backhanded her.
Right. I mean, he's being a little weird, but he was being nice to her at least. Like, he wasn't trying to kill her. But she, I guess, I was really surprised when she pulled out the sword and was like, we both going to hell. Like, I'm going to kill you, then kill myself. I was like, dang. She must really feel bad about this. That I can respect. But you don't have to kill yourself. Yeah. You can just apologize.
I mean, but remember, she was like, because they'll probably keep coming after her. Because she was like, I'd rather die.
That's true.
But, I mean, if you eliminate this guy, I doubt the other dudes. I mean, somebody's going to take his place. But if they don't know who you are, then you're fine.
Yeah, like, there's no way she thought she was going to get out of there without this dude being there. Even if you do kill him, like, he probably going to kill you. But she felt safe with Kenshin and them, but she decided to leave.
Yeah. I mean, she had to. They said they were going to kill everybody. Even if Kenshin showed up, he can probably, like, you know, he said with, like, 500 people, he probably could kill all those dudes, but it would be so many casualties, it wouldn't be worth it.
Yeah. She pulls up. I respect her resolve. And then he starts punching on her. Hit her in the face, picked her up, punched her again. And then he said, I'm going to torture you. I've been too nice to you. I wasn't nice to the other guy and ended up killing him. So I was trying to be nice. Yeah. I kind of felt bad at the same time.
Yeah. I was going to say, Kenshin and him showed up and just smacked everybody in the guard. Like, their army is kind of trash. So I feel like it's only those top three or four people, realistically, who are good. Like him, the red dude, but they beat him. The bullet guy. And the guy with the mask, and then the other dude in a jacket.
And then he throws the little kid at the guy. That was funny. Takes the gun. I thought he's about to shoot him, but he just said, boom.
He was like, bang. And he was like, nah. You thought I was going to really shoot
you? That scared me. I was like, oh, shit, you got to smoke this dude. He just said, bang. Got all scared. Kenshin, they just clap a bunch of people, and then they're talking in here. And he's trying to tell him, like, you know, he's an imperialist. Like, he's not one of these people that can be swayed by money. He's doing this just because he thought, oh, if she leaves on her own and says why she leaves, then they won't chase her because, like, she left on her own will. Like, why would they? He would have no reason to come. Yeah. But the guy's like, you don't understand Kenshin. Like, he's a Roroni. He's an imperialist. Like, he doesn't need reasons like that to come. So then he pulls up and then he tries to buy Kenshin, basically. He's like, I'll give you 50 men's worth of money. Join my army. 100 worth, 200 worth. And then Kenshin just like, what does he do? He like cuts a light pole or something. Like a whole like pillar. And then it flies into the building. That was very unrealistic as well. But like, did you remember that part at the end?
I didn't. So I this is all new right here. Everything right here is new to me because I didn't finish. It was like 4 minutes left. Yeah, I didn't finish. Yeah.
Okay.
But I mean, I can see it in pictures. It's, you know, it's fine.
Bro, this he cut good. The thing and it flew into the building. Like, that was so fake. And then that happens. And he grabs up Ken Ryu, and he's like, because he's talking about the bullet guy and like the fire mm-hmm. red dude, and he's like, no more clumsy work. Like, I'm not paying y'all if you mess up. And he's like, hold up, like, you playing with the wrong person. Like, you gotta realize that's my crew. You don't insult them. I'm not here for the money. I just like to fight. And then he puts him back down. He's all scared. And then they say. Because at first, Ken Ryu, he asked for an hour. He's like, just give me 1 hour. And he was going to torture her and then give her back, I guess. He just wanted the formula. And then that's when Kenshin cuts the light pole. So then Kenshin's like, you have 1 hour before I come in there and get her. Well, 1 hour until I reach you, I guess. Because they're going to go mm-hmm. through the building. So then this guy's plan is for the leader to beat Kenshin and then... they're probably just going to torture her to death until she gives the
formula. Oh, so he does want the opium.
Who? Ken Ryu?
The guy. This guy.
No. He's going to fight. The plan is that he fights Kenshin because he's storming the building.
Because he's storming the building. The other guy's going to torture her to try to get out the information.
Yeah, that was their plan. So then, after an hour, because they think... the fight will be done in an hour. And then they go in here and he gives her back the sword. And did you watch this
like,
part?
Fight for your life. No, I didn't see this part.
But he's okay. Like, that's what I thought you were talking about.
He's like, do what you need to do. You feel me? I ain't gonna help you, but you know, it's life or death. So
that's not what he said though. He said, don't get your hopes up. Like they're coming, but we're going to like beat them. So like you have an hour. He gave her the sword. He's like, you can either die being tortured or basically kill yourself here. Because they're not going to get to us. Get to
and
you.
And in my mind, I'm thinking, I'm finna kill this dude. What? He gonna come here. He gonna, just like how when she walked up to him. Like, what's the difference?
She goes to sit behind the door.
But no, but she was overwhelming him anyway. When they were first, before he showed up with the dagger, and he caught her by surprise. So I feel like she could probably kill that guy, honestly.
Okay. But yeah, that's basically what he said. He was like, we don't have interest in Ken Ryu's money or the opium. We just want to fight. And like, I feel bad for you. Yeah, I do. I feel the misery of your life. So you can have an option. You can kill yourself here and not be tortured, or you can wait. Mm-hmm. And be tortured because we're definitely going to win, is basically what he said.
And what do you think she's going to do?
Part of me feels like she might. I don't know.
You think she'll kill herself?
I feel that somewhat
in the
back of my head.
Of this show, it probably could happen, honestly. Because.
That would be so sad, but I could feel
it. But I think she'll kill the guy, bro.
Ken Ryu?
Or she might kill the guy and kill herself. Yeah.
Possibly. Because she was very...
She was ready to do it. She was ready to kill him and kill herself already. Yeah, so, you know.
I don't know.
Yeah, I would just sit right... You see that little bench right there? As soon as you open the door, shank, we out of here. Soon as the door cracks open. Because look, think about it like this. Soon as the door cracks open, if it is Kenshin, he's going to be able to stop the attack. If it's not Kenshin, you know what I'm saying, then it's not, you know, you're fine. So even whoever opens the door... If it's Kenshin, you're not going to kill him. Like, he's going to react fast enough. But that other dude, yeah, he's out of there.
I don't know. Like, I feel like this feeling that she might kill herself. Like, they win, and then they get there, and then she's dead. But I could also see it having, like, a happy ending. I don't know. It's kind of scary. That's kind of why I like it. I feel like the show is getting really good. Let me see here.
I didn't watch this.
Did you watch this? Oh, you didn't watch this?
Oh, no. This is the one you didn't watch last week, right?
Yeah.
Yeah. So, yeah.
Oh, you didn't see this one?
Yeah. I seen it.
It wasn't much. It was just...
Yeah, she opened Awaken, and then she has, like, a her god alternative reality grew up and they weren't expecting that to be what it was, and she completely disintegrated the drum guy.
Yeah,
it was like, she was like, "What happened to your arm?"
I could feel that was gonna happen though.
Yeah, she was like, "What happened to your arm?" He was like, "Oh, it won't heal." She was like, "Yeah, you're hideous. You should just die." Just evaporated him. And then everybody was just like,
"She's gonna heal him." Like, I was,
yeah, I did too. I did too. And then when that happened, everybody was like, "What did we just unleash, bro?" Like, this is not what we thought. And then their whole thing is so stupid, bro. Like, the band people, their whole thing is like, we want a bigger crowd. We want to make music for gods. All right, bro.
But I guess that's all they live for, because they're instruments.
Like, what are we doing, bro? You got the biggest crowd in the world. You got all these humans, but no, you want to make music for gods. Gods that probably don't even love you.
I don't know. Their whole thing is being a band. I don't understand how the Umbrellas got to this point.
Yeah, I don't either. I mean, they just want to see that thing, that god. I don't know why, because it seems like it doesn't even care for them
like that.
Yeah, like, because the gods created them to be tools for humans, correct? I think that's what they said, something like that. Like, the gods made spirits to be tools for humans.
It was something like that. Tools for humans, tools for gods. I can't remember. But yeah, that happens. She evaporates them. They're like, oh, shit. We can't control her. I don't know why they thought they'd be able to control a god.
Yeah, I don't know either. Like, what? That's what I'm saying. Like, what? Because they thought it was going to be like the god when she was a kid. And not.
Like, so, she's older. She's not a little kid anymore. So, and then she sees Hyoma. He comes and hugs her. He's like, bring Botan back.
Breaks the transformation. I also thought it was a little bit of the other guy putting the seal back on her. Or he broke it and then he sealed it, right?
The box? You talking about the box dude?
Yeah, the box dude. Because he was the one that was keeping it intact.
But he reformed.
Yeah, but his box started glowing up, though. His box started glowing up. So I think he put the lock back on it. The restrictions.
He might have. And then the bridal group pops out.
And then it's his brother, which I was like, okay.
Oh, and that was the biggest twist. That was the only thing. That was like, whoa. Like, I was like,
and I'm like, did he take his body or was his brother? I think he might have took his body or something. I don't know.
It would be crazy if his brother was. No, there's no way his brother was.
Brother was that the whole time?
Yeah.
Because he hates him. So it's like, damn, I love the spirit. That was my brother. But, I mean, he would still hate him, though, because he just killed his sister. And
yeah, that's weird. I feel like he was definitely a human. Maybe his body.
They gotta put a. Yeah, I think he just took over his body for like shock value. He's like, brother, that's you. And she's like, you need to focus right now.
I was like, oh.
And then they're gonna fight again. But you see what I'm saying? Like, it's just fight, fight, fight. You said mid fight after mid fight.
Mid fight, mid fight. None of the. I still have yet to see that moment where the animation was like great. Like
great, yeah. It was literally one shot. It was one shot.
I thought this was cool though when they did a little transformation.
Yeah,
I thought.
Wait, to their last review. Of the last episode. Yeah, he might have the panel. It was a really good. Really good image.
Let me see if I can find. Because I did not see where they cooked on this. Let's wait for it to load. See any of these?
Scroll down. Keep scrolling. This one. The second one.
Second row?
First top row, second picture.
This one?
Yeah. You see how the art style is way different? You see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm like, why doesn't the anime look like this all the time? But you see it? Like, the art style is, like, crazy.
They made this. They sharpened it. Made it, like, darker. Like, the tones on the lines darker.
Yeah, but it looks better. Compare. Now, go to the next picture.
Yeah. Like, it's much shaded. It's a lot more shaded.
Yeah, it's a lot
detailed.
More shading. It's more detailed.
Someone just had, like, a coffee
one, they're like, you know
that one part.
Yeah, let me just do this. Let me just log in real quick. do something, show him. You know, he like, I'm on this mid-ass show. I need to prove, I need bigger gigs. I need bigger gigs.
He's like, I'm about to cook this frame.
Oh bro. My God, bro.
No, man.
But yeah, I was like, what? I'm like, when that happened, because it was like, it was her talking, I'm like, why does this look like this? I'm like, this show never looked like this. Like, I'm like, what?
That's crazy.
It's like, it reminds me of, you remember in Super, how the first half of Super was super, like, bad, and then when the Tournament of Power, that's when the, like, it was darker lines, it was better art and everything. That's what it reminded me of.
Yeah, that's when the one dude took over that, like...
Because he animates on One Piece too, right?
I think so, yeah. Like, I know exactly what you're talking about. Like, the parts, like, in the Broly movie that I really like, I'm pretty sure I can pinpoint, like, the specific animator that did, like, that part of it. Yeah, whoever did this, he just, like, that energy drink hit him. He's like, you know, I'm really about to cook this frame. This one second.
Go in, yeah.
If this show... I don't know. I feel like this show lives off of, like, twists and surprises more than anything.
The brother, I guess her being a god. I know you were saying you think that she is the umbrella, but I think that's been dispelled, though, because we've seen her god form.
Yeah, she wasn't
the Ultra umbrella. Instinct.
Ultra Instinct Botan. She looked cool, though.
Yeah, she did look cool.
But she was like,
I wonder if she'll be able to, like, control that form but maintain her human personality.
Possibly. I feel like she might just turn back into Botan, though. By the
end
of
just stay Botan and lose.
You know
that.
What it reminds me of? Of when that one frame from Jujutsu Kaisen, when he was talking about the Earthworm movie, and he was at the end, it was all about love. Like, that's all I think of when I think of this. It turned out to be a love movie. I think they're just going to fall in love at the end, and she's just going to be Botan. I guess we'll see.
And that because he's the only one that can stop her from transforming, basically. She's seen him and was like, froze up, went back to normal.
This is the last thing I'll talk about. Did you see, what about Zom this week?
I didn't watch it yet.
Oh, you didn't watch it yet?
It came out this Monday. It came out today.
Oh, you don't even know.
I don't know. What happened? Something crazy?
There is no episode this week. It got delayed. I was waiting for you to say something you never said.
Oh my God.
I was like, dang, you must not know.
I didn't know. I was going to watch it. That's why I texted you. I was like, did you watch Zom? Because I was like, it comes out today. But I didn't see it.
And I was just like, yeah, because I was waiting for you to see that it wasn't there.
Yeah, but... I didn't even go look because you didn't respond. So I'm like, you never usually watch them on the day of. I'm not going to lie. So I just assumed.
I usually watch, when Zom comes out on Monday, But I think it's supposed to come out Sunday night, isn't it?
No, I don't know. They can come out. Well, on Netflix, it says new episodes every Monday.
Okay. I think on the end, like, on the sites that I go on, I think it's supposed to come out, like, Sunday night or something. But, yeah, I was waiting for you to say something.
So, yeah, I didn't know. So, yeah, that's crazy.
I was like, dang, it got delayed again. Again.
What else were we watching?
We covered everything. Bleach.
I know, but we had something replacing something. Because Zom was getting Malevolent.
I think it was just Malevolent. I mean, Malevolent has just been our placeholder for the past few weeks.
Oh, for JJK and Bleach and Zom. And okay. So that's, but it's like, that's the only show that's been consistent, which is crazy. The one show that we kind of don't care about is the one
our
that's the
horse.
Most consistent. Yeah, the most consistent.
Always there.
Every week.
Oh, man. All right, I gotta go and pick up Ryan from the school. I gotta leave in a second. Episode of the week, animation moment.
Oh, JJK, episode of the week. Moment of the week, JJK. Animation of the week, JJK.
Sound like a robot every second. Recorded message. I say episode of the week, for me, JJK was really good. But honestly, I feel like Kenshin was very good as well.
Kenshin was good runner-up.
I give Kenshin my
Bleach is losing me. I already said last week. It's going down a path of just like, all right, bro, what is this?
I think moment of the week for me, when Mekamaru and Mahito were fighting and Mahito uses domain expansion. I just think they always animate domain expansions really cool.
Yeah.
And the animation, obviously, JJK.
I wish they didn't give us Mekamaru talking through the simple domain before he did it. Like, I wish we would have just been surprised, like Mahito. And then we got an explanation after. I mean, both was good, but like, imagine Mahito's like, yeah, you're done. And then as soon as he goes in, out of nowhere, the mech just stands up and stabs him with the middle finger. Yeah. And everybody's like, I would have been like, what? What? And then he's like, when is happening? My simple domain. Da, 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 da. You like, you know what I'm saying? Like, just restructured it, and that would have been better, I think. But yeah, domain expansion. I would say, yeah, for sure. When he did that.
Okay. Well, that's it for me, y'all. Thank you for tuning in. This time I'll make sure that everything's recorded. So far it's saying 99% uploaded, so I'm assuming it's working this week. But yeah, that's all I got. Like, share, subscribe, follow, whatever. Peace out.
Peace. I'm not gonna lie, I'll say this last thing before you go. Mahito probably would have lost if he couldn't use domain expansion. Like, if it was him from before,